There are hundreds of caves in the Black Hills. The famous ones like Wind Cave and Jewel Cave are part of the National Park Service, but not all caves have that kind of protection. Some are on private land, and when that land sells, there's no telling what will happen. That's why a cave club in the Black Hills is taking action. SDPB's Seth Tupper has the story.
Getting to Dom Spring Cave takes a cross-country trek with somebody who knows where they're going, like a few members of the Pajasapa Grotto. That's the caving club in the Black Hills.
Come on, Dave, what are we doing here?
Yeah, we should be up.
Yeah, it's okay.
We can cut across right here, actually, Dave.
Yeah, we'll go down this way. Yeah. We'll come back that other way.
This is one of the ways you've done it.
There's no trail to the cave, so it takes patience to find a route. David Springetti and a few others pick their way across thick patches of grass and brush. They head down the side of a canyon. The only footing is loose rock, erodible dirt, and slippery pine needles. It's not a place you want to fall. The canyon wall drops about 200 feet. The cave opening is small, about halfway down. Springetti is one of the lucky and intrepid few who's crawled inside.
It's ugly to get into, but once you get in there, it's really spectacular.
He says there are larger caves in the region, but the Dom Spring Cave is impressive. In just a quarter mile of passageways, there's an abundance of features like 6 to 8 foot stalactites and stalagmites.
And then soda straws, which are little tube kind of formation. They really look like a soda straw made out of calcite. And so there's a boatload of those in here. There's flowstone, which is just as the water flows over rock, it will put deposits. There's some colored flowstone in here that's stained by some minerals.
There are formations cavers call calcite rafts, clumps of crystal that float on water. In this cave, the water receded and the delicate rafts are underfoot.
You know, if you step on that stuff, it's just like stepping on a pastry that's, you know, 6 inches to a foot thick.
Cavers want to protect those delicate features in Dom Spring Cave and 6 others clustered nearby. They're all on 46 acres of wild canyon land near Rapid City that is privately owned. The caves are already damaged. Trespassers have trampled some features, spray-painted the walls, and left litter behind. For some years, the caving club helped the landowner regulate visits to the cave and keep out trespassers. In turn, the landowner allowed the caving club to explore and map the caves. But now Marilyn Dom Borgeson is in her 80s and wants to sell her land and protect the caves. So she talked with caving club members and at a recent news conference announced the formation of a new nonprofit, the Black Hills Cave and Nature Conservancy. The nonprofit is buying the 46 acres and the caves from Borgeson at a big discount.
I never really thought about making a big profit off of it. I just thought, this is a special thing. This cave was very special. And there's things you can learn from caves. So I thought that would be a better use of it than selling it for a few houses or something.
The conservancy has raised about half of the $350,000 it needs to pay for the land and start a fund to manage it. The area will be named the Dom Springs Preserve. A couple of days before the announcement, some cavers made the taxing hike to check it out. The gorgeous views of the canyon put Caving Club member Ken Steinken in a reflective mood.
I like the idea of if you want something done, do it yourself. Don't expect the government to do it. Don't expect some organization to do it that, you know, already exists or something like that. People seem like they always want the wild preserved and stuff like that, but they want somebody else to do it. Well, there was an opportunity staring us in the face, and it's like, let's do it.
He says this outcome makes him want to protect even more privately owned caves.
I hope that would be an example that other people would think about. If there's a special piece of land that they're aware of in the Black Hills or someplace else, then think about ways that you could preserve that for other people to appreciate.
The Dom Springs Preserve is one of 21 cave preserves registered with the National Speleological Society. It's the first cave preserve in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.